care about say. Plus this week's parasha, one of the most famous psukim anywhere in Chumash. V'avtoyis Hashem Elokecha b'chol lavav b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'odecha. I want to talk a little about b'chol me'odecha. What does it mean b'chol me'odecha? So many people know the Rashi. Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah goes through each phrase, B'chol levavecha b'shnei yetzarecha, yetzar tov yetzar ra, B'chol nafshecha, afilu notel nafshecha, B'chol modecha, the Mishnah gives two perushim. One, B'chol mamoncha, ma'od from Lashon mamon, your possessions. And the other is from the language of ma'od referring to mida. Again, the first halacha is that a person has to be oev Hashem with all his money, whatever that means. And the second is that b'chol mida mida shu modei lacha havei modei lo. It's a play on words from b'chol modecha lashon mida and modeh, that whatever circumstance one finds himself, he has an obligation to be modeh to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason why the Mishnah is actually bringing this is to explain the halacha of the kashem chayim levarach al ra kashem shvarach al tova. There's a source of the bracha that Rachman Latzlan, someone experiences a tragedy, says baruch, makes a bracha baruch Hashem kenachon dayin emes. Based on this principle that there's a chiyuv to be mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for circumstances and even for events that would that don't seem to be pleasant and enjoyable. Now, if you look at the just to round out with the pshat and the pasuk, if you look at the Rishonim in the Perushim HaChumash, so these two Perushim according to Rashi, the Ibn Ezra says b'chol ma'odecha becomes the word ma'od, mitam ma'od ma'od, a lot. So the pasuk is trying to say b'avtos Hashem alkecha b'chol av b'chol nashu ma'odecha. There's a mitzvah to have an overabundance of avas Hashem. That's what the pasuk is saying. This Ibn Ezra, the Chizkuni says like this Ibn Ezra. The Ramban starts away his first alpi derech pshat. He says like that. The first pshat then quotes al dasra b'seinu the Mishnah in the Mishnah in Brachos. Ezra Sajigon says something basically says pshat before the Ibn Ezra already. Many of the Pashtunim say b'chol modecha just means not milashon mamon or milashon mida, milashon ma'od harbe. It's interesting that the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, I think what he's doing is explaining one of the days in the Mishnah based on that. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Rabbi Yaakov Kanetsky points this out in Perek Yod Halacha Gimel, when he quotes the halacha from the Mishnah Brachos that a person has to make a bracha on a Shmua Ra. So he says Shama Shmua Ra Mevarach Baruch Dayanemes. Okay, V'chayav Mevarach Al Ra. No, the Mishnah, the language of the Mishnah was the person has to Mevarach Al Ra Kishem Shu Mevarach Al Tova. And the Gemara in Brachos explains that means Kishem doesn't just mean. So what's the Mishnah added by saying Kishem? Just say V'chayav Mevarach Al Ra. So what's added by saying Kishem Shemavarach Alatov? So the Gemara explains it has to do with his attitude. That a person has to have a appreciate the bracha. Dayanemes, he has to meet it. He has to do it b'lev shalom. So the way the Rambam describes it is like this. V'chayav Mevarach Alatov b'tov nefesh doesn't mean b'simcha. At least when the Rambam. B'tov nefesh doesn't mean you're jumping up and down celebrating. We say dayanemes. But it means a person has to appreciate it. Dynamics has to really feel and appreciate that it's emes is supposed to happen. Kederach shemivarach ala tova b'simcha. Chayav again, levarach ala ra b'tov nefesh. Kederach shemivarach ala tova b'simcha. It's not the ra is not b'simcha, but the degree of sincerity of the emotion has to be in the fullness, the completeness of the emotion has to be parallel. Shenemar v'avto is Hashem elokecha. Gomer uvechol meodecha. Look how the Rambam says it. Ubechlal ava hayisera shenitz tavinu ba Shafilu be'esha yetzer lo yodeh v'shabech v'simcha. Says the Rambam, that included in, how do we derive this halacha from Chol Moedecha? Because including the Ava Yisrael and Savinuba, that including this overabundant Ava that we have an obligation to have towards the Kosh Baruch Hu, is this halacha that we have to be Moedeh Mishabech. Actually, he said the Simcha at the end here, it's interesting. So, I have to figure out how the Lashon works. But the Shafilu be'esha yetzer lo yodeh v'shabech v'simcha, maybe take back what I said before, that even at Eisav Tzara, a person has to be moda to thank and praise the Kodesh Baruch. So just see what the Ram did. This is the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to derive it from the Davar Acher, Bechol Mido of Mido, She'ata, Shekodesh Baruch Hu Modeid, Mechayev Lohodos. So Mido Chol Chavi Modelo. But what the Ram seems to have understood is that that's a nice play on words. Mido, Modeid, Moda. But that's not Pshutel Shemekra. That's not what Me'odecha means. None of those words have an aleph in them. That's not the word Me'odecha. But Ram said, no, Me'odecha means, like the other Pashtun, like the Pashtun, Me'odecha means Me'od. So again, the Gemara is adding an extra remez, bedavar. But Me'odecha means Me'od. What does it mean, overabundance of Ava? So the halacha of the overabundance of Ava means that even you're supposed to love Akash Baruch Hu so much, even when he does things to us that we find painful, we still have to praise him. That reflects the fact that there's a tremendous love. When you have a tremendous love for someone, so even if they hurt you, it doesn't take away. It's extra beyond almost what the call of duty would demand. And we still have to express that ava. Reasons about the ava is because we understand Dayan Emes, the Kosh Baruch Hu, everything Kosh Baruch Hu does is true and it's correct and it's supposed to happen. But ultimately, the reaction of Shevach is supposed to come from an overabundance of ava. So the Rambam is teaching the pasuk of Pshuto like these other Rishonim, Bechol Me'odecha, Lashon Me'od. Now, one point. According to the Peirush and Chazal, that Bechol Me'odecha is Milashon Mamo, and there are Makoros, the Rishonim point out there are places in other places in the Tanakh where Me'od refers to possessions. Me'odo, I think Yoshua Melech was Shav Bechol. The Rambam might quote the pasuk here. Quotes a whole bunch. Kedarka b'kodesh. He quotes a whole slew of psukim. Asher shava, as the pasuk by Yoshua Melech, Mo Asher shava Hashem bechol vavo chonaf shu bechol meodo, which means he did shuva bechol meodo with all his possessions. I mean, because he rebuilt, he rededicated the Beis Hamikdash. He got rid of Avodah Zara. That's what my point is. Bechol meodo may mean that in other contexts. So what does it mean then? What does it mean a person has a chiv Ava Hashem Mechol Mamono? So Ben Bechayig, his Peirush on Chumash, says something interesting. Ben Bechayig says, V'yo Inyon, She'lo ye Mamono Chaviv Olav Min HaMitzvos. That a person's Mamon should not be more dear to him than Mitzvos are. She'ein Roi Lo Lachus Al Pizur Mamon Etzel HaMitzvah. A person shouldn't care about spending, giving up a lot of money when it comes in conflict with the mitzvah. Shafilu lo matza lula ve'esrog ella bedamim yikarim lo yachus amamono el shikachenu. Even if you can only find lula ve'esrog for a lot of money, he shouldn't. Normally, it's reasonable. You don't overspend. You conserve your money. But when it comes to a mitzvah, shouldn't be a factor, shouldn't be a consideration at all. Kamosh Asram Gamliya Shlakoch Belav says, what's his paradigm of this? The Miran Sukkah, where the Mara says that Rabbi Gamliya bought a lulav and esrog for Elav Zuz. Then he goes on, but we'll see, it goes on, it's interesting. So he says, you see from here, Bechol Me'odecha tells you have to spend money for mitzvahs. So it comes out, so this is interesting, because Lechora, if you take a kipshuto, so what the Rebbe Chai is saying is you have to spend kol me'odecha for a mitzvah asay. And he brings his right from Gamliel. Even though money should be non-factor, non-issue when it comes to mitzvahs. The problem is, that seems to be against the Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Kama. Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf. Kesem Beis. The Gemara says, starts in Testament Aleph. That for a mitzvah you have to spend up to a shlish. My shlish? Maybe you have to spend up to a third of all your assets to purchase object for a mitzvah or to make sure you fulfill a mitzvah. That can't be true, because if that were true, then if a person had three mitzvahs to do, he'd give all his money. So Elul Gemara says, hider mitzvah ashlish b'mitzvah. Gemara says, no, what he meant to say was, salach and hider mitzvah, that a person has to spend a third, another half, another third, depending on shlish milagav, shlish milabar, something in the Gemara, he has to do hider mitzvah. A person get two esrogim, and one esrog is kosher, and the other esrog is nicer. So if the other esrog is twice as much, he has no chiyuv to spend twice as much for a nicer esrog. If the esrog is 20% more, then he has a din. He's supposed to, he's a chiyuv to spend, if he can afford it, he has a chiyuv to spend that extra to buy the nicer esrog, or buy the Mishnah talking about a bigger esrog, at shlish b'mitzvah. So says the Rosh here, Baba Kama, writes, you see from this Gemara, a very basic fundamental principle. What was the Gemara's question? The Gemara started by saying, it can't be shlish beso, because then it comes out, if you have three mitzvah to do, then you spend all your money. So he says the Rosh, So see from here, the Gemara assumes that the Dara Pashat, they don't have to give all your money for mitzvahs. Right, so, and the Gemara says you don't have to give but 30 of your money for mitzvahs. That's too much, because that's so extreme. It's so exorbitant. You can have to give 30 of your money for a single mitzvah. That there goes your money. So the Gemara says the Dara Pashat, you don't have to do that. Even if it's a mitzvah of Eris, even if it's a mitzvah that if you don't spend, you lose. It's not like, well, not even a case where I can't buy it today, but maybe next year I'll be able to have money for it. You know, if I don't my lulav today, I don't have my lulav, that's it. Doesn't matter. Not looking to spend what the Rosh called hon rav for a mitzvah. This Rosh is, again, daik from the Gemara. This is the other Rishon, the Raivah, the Rashba, the Rishon before the Rosh made this point. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim in Tav Reish Nun Vav. There it says, there this halach is brought down, that a person doesn't have a chiyuv to spend hon rav for mitzvahs. Zach Lashon Mechaber is, sorry, Rama. Misha ain't lo esrog v'shar mitzvah veres ain't zarech v'azel of hon rav. Kamosh amru v'azel v'az yosher michomesh. Afilu mitzvah veres. He refers to halach, the Rosh also does, to a principle the Gemara says in a number of places, I think a few other places, that Mark Suvas, right, and Vazai Vaz Yosem Michomish, that a person, there the Gemara is talking about staka, but the person is not allowed to spend more than a fifth of his money for staka. So you see, there's a limit to how much you have to spend for mitzvahs. Parenthetically, oh, not related to the shir, but just an important chizuk. Shechter pointed out once, there, that the Gemara says Vaz Alaz Yosem Michomesh Mitzvah Staka. So the Baal Tanya writes in Higeres HaTshuva, he says that the Pril should see, that he recommends Chassidim that they should get more than Chomesh Mitzvah. So that is against the Gemara. So he says no. What the Gemara is saying is for the Mitzvah Staka you can't get more than a Chomesh. But forget the Mitzvah Staka. Staka Tatzlam Yavis. Staka is Mechaper. So we all need Kapara. We still may have here. We need Kapara. So for Kapara it's Tatzlam Nefashas. So for a kapara, so then you'd spend whatever you can. Shechter proceeded on it. He spent, says he had to say that. He gives a lot more than chomesh for tzedakah. He said this in other contexts. At the time, I remember he said this, his kids were younger. He says, this guy, he has nine children. Okay, no. So he needs a lot of zchuyus. So he has to give a lot of tzedakah. Anyway, so this is a kashal chayr. So Rabbeinu Mechaia, it's a strange Rabbeinu Mechaia. He says that b'chol modecha tells you that you have to spend money on mitzvahs, but you don't have to spend chol modecha on mitzvahs. So it could be Rabbeinu Mechaia would learn like al pi ha-ravid. Ravid and Bava Kama, let me show him cite this Ravid. Ravid and Bava Kama says doesn't stand the Gemara. In fact, the Ravid, t'mili v'chiyish d'amu l'mitzvahs. The Gemara is a kasha, well, if you have three mitzvahs, you have to spend all your money. Good. That mitzvahs are worth more than any amount of money. Mitzvahs are priceless. So v'chiyish d'amu mitzvahs, eich yochu lo ma lo k'nei lulav asa. Too expensive. I don't do the mitzvahs, too expensive. Mitzvahs nitzchiyas. Mitzvahs worth more than any amount of money in the world. So why is the Gemara saying that you're talking about spending all your money on mitzvahs? Says the Raivin, He refers to the Gemara in Ksuvos. A person may not spend more than a chomesh for mitzvahs, for tzedakah, but the Gemara actually doesn't only talk about tzedakah. The Gemara talks about being makdish things, you're not allowed to give more than a chomesh to hekdish. It's not only a lachon tzedakah. So the Gemara says, why? Why is that? The Gemara doesn't say, why are you not allowed to? Al yivaz, you're not allowed to. Why not? It says the Gemara, shemi ani yitzarech lebios. Because there's a risk if a person is too profligate and spends so much money on mitzvahs and tzedakah, and he's not careful about his own budget, then he's not going to have money for himself. And then what's going to happen? He's going to end up becoming poor himself, and he's going to be a ward of the tzibur. Is now going to have to take care of him. So that we don't want that. So Mela Chazal, don't spend too much. Don't spend too much. That again does not talk about mitzvahs specifically. In general, at least not explicitly. But the Rabbi says that's the sod for this Gemara. This Gemara that tells you that assumes you can't spend all your money on mitzvahs is based on the fact, not because the mitzvah is not priceless, it is, but we have another consideration another issue taken into consideration here, which is shemei ani v'yatvil atzma l'atzibor. And then the rabbi has this very strong line, and so what? Kamosh amru, asei shabbat chol v'atzarech mitzvah, oni kemiso. Oni choshev kemes, the rabbi says. So the rabbi says it's kemat, not exactly, but it's kemat v'guluch nefesh. Because anius is kemes, so it's not exactly as the Rashba and other Rishonim, but it's not mamish pikuch nefesh. It doesn't have a din pikuch nefesh exactly. You can't bechal Shabbos because you're already becoming poor. People lost their jobs because and kadin because they went to work on Shabbos. But it's kimisa. It's very extreme. Avoiding anius is something that is very, very important. And because of that, and you're right, the money's not worth more than the mitzvah. But being in a state of ani chashev kemes, that already overrides the mitzvah. At least the mitzvah say. That overrides the mitzvah say. That's the right mitzvah. So if that's true, so it could be it's not so, that maybe Ben Machai is not so shver. Meaning, in principle, you have to spend chol modecha mitzvahs. It's not that there's a patur internally in the chiyuv to spend money in the mitzvah, be'etzem. It's just that there is an external consideration that tells you that you're potter for saying my mitzvah when just like this didn't be kuach nefesh. Again, not exactly kuach nefesh. More expanded, like ke'en, it didn't be kuach nefesh. It tells you it's a patur. You're right. In principle, you have to. There's no cap on the amount of money you have to spend in mitzvahs. Chazal mishaer shema yani v'tzarech lebrius. Shema yani v'tzarech lebrius. And that being the case, they said, don't spend. Don't spend any more. It's too risky. But that's an external tour. But a be'etzim, chol modecha. Be'etzim, right? That's why he said that's you should spend all your money for mitzvahs. Oh, if this is true, according to this, right? In the way Rabbi Bechaye, l'chora, it's a little. I have a sarach ian, but there's a ha'ara. So ara, the post can say. Post can assume. Avinazer is true about this in Yoreh Day. I think it's. Looked up last night, I think it's Shin Chav Aleph, Bat Mila. Ramesh is a tshuva about this, and I could not find the Maramakum now. It's not a tshuva about it, it's like a paragraph in a tshuva. They have the following principle. Let's say, is a person potter from, we're talking mitzvah say now. Is a person potter from mitzvah say, if he's going to get sick, or it's going to cause him injury. Not to cause mevashos. Not even to cause aver necessarily. But he's going to be injured because of it. So they say, I don't know if anyone disagrees, that avada, of course. The Rosh says, you don't send hon rav. So you don't spend a lot of money. The way Ramosha is talking about halacha and hilchos sukkah, if I remember correctly, the Shari Tshuva and hilchos sukkah. Tafresh Mem quotes, I think it's the Birkei Yosef, that the question is a someone who's chola. We know the Gemara says in sukkah, someone who's chola is pater min a sukkah. So if someone is pater chola from the sukkah the first night of sukkahs, chola means chol she'im bo sakana. It's pater from sukkah. How about the first night of sukkahs? First night of sukkahs, there may not be a pater mitzvah. Even Yarduk Shamim, so there's some Yarduk Shamim is different the first night of Sukkot. Okay, different sheet is exactly how, but it seems to be there's no Petur Mitztayer the first night of Sukkot. It's Habet Chola. So in the Shari Tshuva he quotes from the Birkei Yosef that's Mistapik, and he brings a raya from the Kolbo that he's Potter even the first night. Leo Rabba, he's Potter from the first night. So Ramosha writes in a short comment, I think that's Pashut is Potter. Why is he Potter? Not Petur Mitztayer. He says, Moshe assumes that the case is, it's going to, it's not just tischola, it's that by going into these, if he goes into sukkah, it's going to make his, he's going to become sick, his sickness is going to get worse, it's bad for him. So he says, if you're putter for mitzvahs, if you're putter for home rav, if you have to spend a lot of money, so which is more important, your health or a lot of money? Look at it, how much money people spend to get better if they're sick, even if they're not deathly ill. If a person has a, if a person's really sick, there's a chronic condition or form of fun, so he'll spend a fortune to, if he could heal it. So your health is certainly hon rav, says Ramesha, it's so then you're putter. The Abinazer says the same thing. He's talking, he had a case there. It was talking about not doing a mila by Yom HaShmini. And it was some sort of a condition where they wanted to do what he called apparition. The end of Tshuva, he writes, don't do apparitions. Apparitions are always dangerous. You can't trust the doctors. But earlier, he says, but this isn't really an apparition that they're talking about over here. But... Right. Okay. This was around 1900. The state of surgery was different in those days. About that tshuva?
I don't know about this, but there's a Shalish Yavitz also that says that.
About surgeries?
About surgeries,
okay, that's way before, it's 1700s. So, I don't know what's going on in Galitzin, the doctor's doing 1900 in Galitzin. So the Afnazer, it was a case where the fellow needed some sort of a surgery, and if you they had the surgery right away, when the baby was born, there was some problem with the leg, I think. And they did the surgery right away to fix it. They could do it right away after he was born. But then they'd have to delay the mila for, you know, an indefinite amount of time. But if they waited until after Yom HaShmini, the doctors were concerned they wouldn't be able to fix it. So I mean, he says, is it that some tzis pasha? It's pasha you wait to do the mila? Because it's hon rav. You know, so the guy would be a cripple. That he's going to have a problem. He's going to have problems with his legs all life. So that, of course, they could put the from mitzvah. It's hon rav. So this is the ha'ara. The way the Ravid explains the p'tur, it's not a steer or two, but it's not obvious. The Rav explains, it's not that the hon Rav is the poter. It's that the Shemi Yonim Mitzorach Lebios is the poter. So, I don't know. It's not Shemi Yonim Mitzorach Lebios. It's not like you can, just you can even get sick, and you'll get better. We're not doing Chol Shish Vilkan. Or you'll have an injury. You'll have a limp. You'll be crippled. So that's terrible. So, but it's not, if it's Takvah doesn't cripple, he's going to be, you know, he's not going to be able to function. Mitzorach Lebios. Okay, fine, same thing. We'll just say he's going to be in pain. So it's a different. So it's not, doesn't automatically follow at all. So l'chayra, so like this, l'chayra, this nekuda is a machlokas, there seems to be a machlokas rishonim here. It was, is there a p'tur of hon rav, perhaps a machlokas rishonim, but I think there is a p'tur of hon rav, when there's no concern of Shemir on Tzarech Lebiros. Why? Because the Rush, I didn't read the next line, the Rush. The Rush in Bevakama says, tries to prove that you don't have to spend a lot of money for mitzvahs. And the Rush says, Ugemara Choshev Guzma Rabban Gamliel Shai Nafi Yisrael Mashnas Elav Zuz Be'esrof. He quotes the same Gemara Ben Bechaya quoted in Sukkah Mem Aleph, that Rabban Gamliel spent Elav Zuz for an Esrof. And the Gemara, he thinks that what the Gemara is doing, the Gemara is presenting it as not the normative halacha. I mean, Leo was such a chassid, he spent $1,000 for him. They say, Rabbi had the money, he was Nasi Yisrael, he wasn't borrowing the money, he had the money. So why is that, what's the mischassid? That's the din, that's the buy the Esrog, that's the only Esrog that was available. Wasn't he spent $1,000 for Esrog, because he could have gotten Esrog for 20 shekels. But he went to all around the whole store to find the most expensive Esrog. No, it means that was the only Esrog he could get. So what's the big mila? Did he see from New York, he wouldn't bother. So one second. So how do you see anything there? Ram Gamliel was tackling Nasi Yisrael. So if I don't know if him, Elav doesn't mean anything. He's going to be only with Tzarech Labius? Is it, you know, Mechadesi? Mechadesi that the Bach has his kasha. The Bach and Tovah Shalom has his kasha. He doesn't know exactly why the Rosh thinks this is a good rabbi for anything. Maybe for him, he attack a chiyuv. Or put the kasha, not by a good rabbi, put it differently. The Rosh, the Gamliel, in terms of reading the Gemara, I should say, let me rephrase that. He's reading the Gemara that Rabban Gamliel did a Meis Chasidus. The question is, why is that a Meis Chasidus Rabban Gamliel did? The Chayr, it's very possible it should make her Adin. And if it's make her Adin, then at least there's no Raya anymore. So Emes, if you look in the Ran and Sukkah, the Ran and Sukkah says it was a make her Adin. For this reason, the Ran and Sukkah says, the Bach points out this question, the Ran and Sukkah says that he quotes the Ravid, Tezayin and Aleph and Dabi Rif and Luva Gazel. He goes to the Ravid Svara, And then he says, "Miu kol chad v'chad mechayev litzin kafum mamone k'day l'kayim mitzasei kerem kiran gamliel shalokach esok be'elav zuz." He's chayev. Gamliel was chayev. Gamliel could afford to pay elav zuz. So he could afford to pay elav zuz. So for him, it's not hon rav. This guy's very wealthy. So hon rav is relative. Hon rav is whatever makes is a big deal for him, that person. If it's a percentage, or it's just a matter of they'd like to have a percentage. If a fellow's a billionaire, he can give half his money. It's not gonna, it's not gonna affect his so be half $1 billion. There's a word that Shemi Oni so much. So the Ran says seems to make her din. The Rosh Kli says it was a Midas Chasidus. Oh, so 1 second. What the? It's like this. So the question is, 1 second? So Midas Chasidus. Then how is he allowed to do it? Don't we say the Rosh? The next line says Ali Vaz Yosem Yichomesh. So for Midas Chasidus, so and it was beyond the Shear. So how is he allowed to do it? So maybe it happened to be. The Rosh assumes it was a Hon Rav, but happened to be under Chomesh. So L'chayra, L'chayra Pshat is like this. L'chayra Pshat is that, again, this is a lot of this based on that Bach, on Tav Rishon Vav, that the Rosh learns that there's a din of Hon Rav, period. And even if you can afford to give, because Rosh learns like this, so Gamliel could afford to give that amount of money, which is why he didn't have an Israel on Vazai Vaz Yosemi Chomesh, because he wasn't a concern of Shemi Ani for him. He was a Nasi Israel. Either he had a much bigger fortune, or the halacha is that the Nasi Israel has to be supported by the people anyway. So he's not. There's no concern Shemi Ani Mitzarech Chlubiyos for Gamliel. But Afbichin was Potter. But it was Nasser. In other words, you have a case where Shemi Ani Mitzarech Chlubiyos is the reason for the Isser of Ali Vaz Yosemi Chomesh. Someone doesn't say it's the reason for the tour of Hon Rav. The Ravid connects it to it. The Ravid says that's why there's a Ptur. The reason why there's an Isser, the same reason why there's a Ptur. They go hand in hand. The Rosh sounds like he's learned, no, you can have someone who's Potter. For him, it's not necessarily it's a Hon Rav to be Potter. He can still afford it, which is why it's a Midas Chasidus to do it. But therefore it's not also, but he's still Potter. And the Ran seems, at least in this Gemara, at least, the Ran learns, if for him, what I expect to have followed from the Ravid Shita, the Pshuto, from the Bechaya Shita, that what I'm saying now, is that basically, if the whole tour is based on the fact that there is a, that Shem and Mitzvah Chabir, that's the only reason you're Pater, so if there's no Chash, Shem and Mitzvah Chabir, so then not only don't you have a tour, not only isn't there an Isser, it should be Chayyid. So Jason, you want to say something?
Yes, but how does the Shir Chomish been told us
that's
the Shir of the
Isser? The Gemara says that's the Shir of an Isser, yeah.
No matter what, even if you have
the... No, so some poskim taka say not. The poskim say in Hilchos Sukkah they talk about that. So
in the Chasidus,
that's only
Hilchos
Chomesh. No, so...
What was the Metzias? Where was he holding
the Rosh emphasizes he was Nasi Yisrael. So the Rosh, by emphasizing that, is trying to emphasize the fact that he could afford it. No, it wasn't that...
This Esther costed Hon Rav, but it didn't cost Chomesh?
It cost, he says explicitly cost Hon Rav. That's the Rosh's point. No, I'm saying, I don't know. Either it didn't cost Chomesh, but the Rosh goes on to say, to put together Vazai Vazai Yosemi Chomesh. Okay, it could be. It could. I don't know. A Hon Rav is...
A lot.
You know, it's something that's a very significant...
I'm saying, according to what you're saying, it was between Hon Rav but not...
I'm saying Lav Dafka.
I'm saying
the Bach. That's not me. That part I think is the Bach. I am.
Where would it be that you would have, and not have?
No, for this person, maybe he gave away 3/4 of his money, it would be an Isser for that person. I mean, there's an Isser, or, I'll talk about it differently, there is, maybe for other people, Chomesh is the Isser. I don't know if this was more than Chomesh, less than Chomesh, I don't have to say it was more than Chomesh. But I think it could be even more than Chomesh. But I don't have to say it was more than Chomesh. The post can say Hilchos Sukkah. The post in Hilchos Sukkah say that it's a temporary post, even though it says I was only Chomesh. Besides the Baal Tanya that I mentioned, that if a person is very, very wealthy and he can, there's no chashash Shem HaMetzarech HaBiris, even gives away a third of his money, so he should. So then there's no denializer of Yisrael Chomesh. But also that's why, I mean, Shem Yoni, the Marama says if someone on deathbed is allowed to give away all his money. Because Hashem Yonim Tzarech Abiyas, he's dying. So what's the? It's not a cheshbon. You know, this kid's have drama. It's not. So I think that's what the. The Bach says, El Bali Mechoshet Hamud Guzmar Gamliel. He says Elav Zuz, he thinks, the Bach says, Elav Zuz the Rabbi and Leha Yosem Chumsho. He thinks, Yosem Chumsho. Afilu Hachi, you don't have to, I don't think you have to read the Rashi. Afilu Hachi has a mitzvah viva Olav. I will kashayach over and gamil mash amru al alivaz yosem ichomish. The ikal meimar came time of avayel shol yavli oni viapal atmal tzibur but nasi lek lamechas lachi. The blavachi called tzorach of shol nasi mutav al tzibur. He says because everyone's gonna have to. He thinks it's more than chomish. The daf gemisha ino nasi amru alivaz base. The medina also alivaz. He has no ways at all based on the p'tur. So you see from this rush, which I think is two must be what the Rashi and Nezer are assuming. One of two, either that maybe the time of the din was Shemi Oni, but Lamaisa Chazal were Kaveya Ptur, even Chazal Kaveya Ptur is a low plug. They said, you're Potter from Mitzvahs, Honav is a Ptur, because in many cases Shemi Oni, but they made a blanket Ptur, which is a Chiddush, because, you know, if you really, what is that? Is that a Kirsav Natara? What is that exactly? If you really had a Chiyuv, maybe you're not Chayiv, you have to think about that. Or the reason is something else, it's not the Rav, the Rav, Rush never quotes the Rav its time. The Ran does, the Rush actually doesn't. So, he quotes at the end. He mentions "v'gam tiknu chacham avaz avaz yosem mechomash," but it doesn't. He doesn't necessarily mean that as the source for the reason for the p'tur. He's pointing out because in fact Chazal made such an iser. The mashmos is that they're not chayiv, but it doesn't mean that he holds. It's like an afterthought. That's not his basis. It could be. Think about why. But I mean, other indication to this. Maybe shine him. I have time for it today. But it could be that they think there's a svar of some sort. There's a fund that there is a Ptur Mitzvah Seh. Again, the Rashba and the Ram both say this Ptur only applies to Mitzvah Seh. That's what's brought in the Ramah in both in Yoridei, Kufn and Zayin, and Arachayim. We'll talk about that, Be'ez Hashem, just a few minutes. And in Arachayim, the Tafresh and Vav, that there's only Ptur Mitzvah Seh. Mitzvah Lo Seh, you have to have Kol Mamon. So, that Gufa requires a Hezbollah. What's the Svar Lachalik? They don't release the Rashba and the Ram both say it. The Rashba and Bava Kama and the Ram there in Sukkah, they all say it. They don't read Rosh Hashanah and Tshuva, quotes the Ram. They don't really give a hesber, but it could be that they give a little hesber. Some the Rashba's lashon is different than kumvasei and shavatas. That's the lashon of the Rashba, which is a big machlok as I play skim. Just ayin sham. If you look in your day of kufn and zayin, you've kiveger the chavaz yair, which we discussed. Or Newberger discussed this chavaz yair by Bal Talin. The chavaz yair says that there is no that you don't have to give hon rav to, even if you're buying a losei b'shei v'altasa, it's chavasar and simkuf lametes. The Sefer says that in Archaim, and inside the Shulchan Aruch, the Prima Gadim is not that way in Archaim. Rabbi Kveger points out that, we're getting Pesach Tshuva and Kufn Zayin Yoredei talk about it, and Kveger points out that it's a, that the Rivash in Tshuva Shem Pesach Zayin explicitly says not that way. But not time to ma'ach more, but that's a, so that probably depends on what the gather is. Some Rishonim says some sort of chilvut in kumvasei and shei v'altas. And the Rivash says a p'tur. The Rivash is telling you what the Rivash says. The Rivash says because mechadesi, there's a special din of mitzvah say shem pei zayin, special din of mitzvah say. All of it, so all imitiyu b'mitzvah say akala of shei v'altas. He says shei v'altas, but he emphasizes mitzvah akala. Ein lemeidim mitzvah say shein lemeidim mechamer yikala kal mechadesi. It's a kula mitzvah say. It's a kula mitzvah say because it's more kal. So it could be that that the pshat here is that kimul chazal. I don't know how they know for sure that what happens. You know, there's difference in essays and los essays. A person doesn't do an essay, can just stop. Yeah, you know, who doesn't do an essay, so he didn't fulfill a mitzvah. So normally, without any reason, so he it's also not to fulfill a mitzvah. You know, it's a mitzvah essay. You need kapara for that. But chazal said mistaber that the Kosh Baruch Hu was makbid on. Kosh Baruch Hu was makbid on a chasa rachman al manish Yisrael. We have that in the Gemara brings bias from Sukkim like that. It's mustaber that what to do with something is bad in Isra Sadech. They would never have such a thing. But to not to fulfill a mitzvah, mustaber that the Torah didn't go that far. If that's just a svar, then echnami hon rav just choli should be the same thing. I don't know. It's one of two. Yeah. I mean, once Chazal or Masakin it, or Chavashar, or that term. Is that true? I don't know about that. No, I'm not, okay, I don't want, not necessarily. I mean, there is that. Yeah, fine. I just want. No, I mean, I'm saying it's also something. It's Hasharas Chazal to what the Shir of the Torah was. I mentioned Moshe Lamad Rodoma, even though I don't know what his makar is. The Shach has a it's noted to say a very big chiddush. It's shailah we pass like the Shach, but the Shach in Yerodei and Kufnan Zayin says that that he thinks he's noted to say he has a suffix that for sakonas aver you can violate a lo sasek. Doesn't get any rahirs and makaros. I mean, not really. He references, but sakonas aver you can violate a lo sasek. So it's not pikuach nefesh. So it doesn't really explain. But it seems like it's just mistaber that akle kach lechivul hatar. So there is, there may be such a, if that ayin mourns that also, but there may be such a principle. But I just over that this Rabbeinu Bachai, this Rabbeinu Bachai is learning Darum Gamliel like the Rosh explicitly. No, I'm sorry, not the Rosh, like the Ran. Darum Gamliel with Mikra Adin. That's the pshuta shel Darum Rabbeinu Bachai. So Right. No, it's a chesh of the Ravid.
Right.
No, in the Gemara is not sure. The Ravid is machayish because the Ravid bothers that kasha. Where did this come from? Okay, fine. One more thing which I wanted to get to, but I'll get to it briefly. We mentioned before the Rashi and the Ram both say that when it comes to losa says you have to give kol mamono. The problem is like this. Back to our pasuk. So what is that pasuk talking about? So you have to give kol mamono for avat Hashem. Okay, let's do Ben Machayah. So what's this pasuk talking about? So the Gemara in a few places, Daf Yomi a few days ago, Pesachim Chafei, Elam Brachos, and Yuma, and Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that quotes the main verb, Elazar, Rashi and Chumash quotes it. Why is Torah say B'chol Modecha, or he said B'chol Nafshcha, that if you have someone with Mamona, Chavav, Lamigufo, so it has to tell you that for such a person, still have to give all your money, B'chol Modecha. B'chol Nafshcha is talking about what? Pikuach Nefesh. When do you have to give up your life for mitzvahs? For all mitzvahs? Rather than that. In fact, the Gemara in Pesachim and Sanhedrin and Yuma is quoting this drasha of Elazar, quotes the drasha of Elazar as the source that Avodah Zarah is Yehar Gval Yavor. Avodah Zarah. So if the Gemara then is saying you would have me, you know, even after saying B'chol Nafshecha, that B'chol Modecha you don't have to do, so Torah tells you you have to do the same thing B'chol Modecha. So that L'chayra sounds like it's saying therefore Avodah Zarah you have to give B'chol Modecha. That's what the pasuk's talking about. That's the whole context, especially since Chazal are darshaning that you would have even b'chol modecha, not kamash v'lon b'chol modecha and b'chol nashcha together. So the emes is look in Bir Agra on Shulchan Aruch and Yerodei Kufnan Zayin. He quotes from the Marivayil, right? The Marivayil says that he's medayik. The girl's medayik from Marivayil. That's taka the din. The din is that he disagrees with the Ran. The Ran and the Rashba, they don't quote any makaris. It's very fascinating. They just say it's mistaber. They say misvara. They don't have a gemara. They don't have a pasuk. They just say, like, it is, you can't believe you're allowed to do a los essay for any amount of money. It's lo yitachin. But they just say it. The Gra says that yeah, and that the he says that because the Torah says b'chol modecha specifically in the context of Avodah Zarah, that we see from there only Avodah Zarah is the name of kol mamono. You have to give all your money for everything else. You don't have to do kol mamono. Right. Agreed. Louis the Joshua of Rabbi Elazar.
I think some of the Rishonim discussed that, but I think specifically in the context of Chol Nafshecha. I mean, talking about why Avodah Zarah is the greatest expression of
Avodah Zarah. Right. So if you look, Sammy's correct. That's why I'm focusing on that meme of Rabbi Elazar. Because that meme of Rabbi Elazar, B'chlal, who said talking about Avodah Zarah at all? V'avtah Shem Kaya B'chol Lav Chol Nafshecha Modecha. Not clear talking about Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara brings Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara quotes B'chol Modecha in that context. Rashi in Sanhedrin, I think, says, "Hey, it's talking about Avodah Zarah." Rashi Ayin Dalet. Rashi says, "The Havta Hashem Alkecha Mash Mashlo Tumen Avos Kochavim." Rashi seems to say that somehow that pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah. So it's Taka Kasha. So the old Rishonim would say that it's Pashut. You don't have to give up you have to give Kol Moncha for Isurim. So then let me phrase the question this way: the Gemara asks, "Why is that say B'chol Mot?" So then Manoshach either. Pasuk is only talking about Rozar, so it's not contained for Rozar, you have to give B'chol Modecha. Or if the B'chol Modecha part of the Pasuk is talking about Shari Surim, so then that's the answer to the Gemara's question. Why is it B'chol Modecha? Oh yeah, because B'chol Nafshecha, I don't know how you know that, B'chol Nafshecha is talking about Rozar. And B'chol Modecha is a broader, then it applies to more things. How'd you get that from the Pesukim? So this again, also, Eli brought this to my attention before, the Bach asks this Kasha, he says the Teretz, but I'd just like to briefly point out some, maybe suggest a mahalach, partial mahalach at least. The Chiddushei Ran and Pesachim, they ask this kasha, what Sammy was talking about. Chiddushei Ran asks, My own time with Mafkina Mikrada of a half of Azar Bechud. Volomo Kmina Bechola Mitzo, Shakyumu Avos Shakar Barhu. All Mitzos are Avos Hashem. So how does the Gemara know it's talking about Azar? Hainu time mishum de keva and dimikra echad mekel. Hainu v'chayim and v'losham b'sam. Mikra echad machmir. Then if we'll have to, mistabrul uk mikra de v'chayim and v'chom. It's kula mikra de v'chayim and v'chom. It's called kovar modu v'chol tzor kula v'chol ikra v'chol kash baruch. Basically, there's a Gemara Masechus with Azara that says, not exactly this, but he's, I think, working off of. But the Gemara sort of sets up a conflict between on one end v'chayim b'hem and the other end in Isra v'chol Azara. So, sometimes I am say, I think Rabbi Shmuel Shita, right, that's only Hobbits and Hobbit for Esim. And the other Tanoim say that, no, V'chayim is talking about Shari Surim. In other words, you're right. If Shuta shall make a V'hat, I'll tell Shem, 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 and you would have interpreted it as referring to all the mitzvahs. V'chayim, V'chayim tells you you have to make an exception. Oh, so if you start there with that, so it could be that that exception is on Chai Ben L'Shamuspan. That exception is on Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, we're not being Motzi as a Pasuk. Now, based on that, we're now being Motzi as a Pasuk from the original Hanukkah and saying, V'at Hashem Kech is referring to Avod Hazar. No, it's referring to Avod Hashem, referring to all mitzvahs. We happen to know that B'chol Nafshecha only is going to apply in a very extreme form of that, because otherwise you run into a conflict with Chai Ben. But B'chol Mamoncha doesn't run into those problems. B'chol Mamoncha is not steered to the Chai Ben. Now we're staying there, you know, even the Ravids, you know, only kameis. It's not a mechayev by mamish. So b'meila, take back the mechol mamoncha. You go back to we would have read the pasuk originally. But after for mitzvahs, okay. How do you know it's only low says not essays? That may be a chlami for that. In principle, it would apply to essays too. Probably that's why the Ravid needs to come on to a reason, to a special reason why it doesn't apply. The other reasons given, but so it could be that that's. That's the pasuk saying. V'at Hashem kecha b'chol moncha b'chol modecha means Avod Hashem. Avod Hashem applies to all the mitzvahs. And I'll just add to strengthen this a little bit, the Maral in Gur Aryeh, he says, Maral Gur Aryeh, he's dealing with the obvious question, which is, what type of havmin is this? Right? You really think that you have to be most of an effort, you don't have to give all your money? So. And he says this is what he calls Snegat Asichlim. This is foolish people. The foolish people think mums are different. There's a havmin, you wouldn't have to give all your money. Like, what's going on here? So he says, I can't tell you, I fully understand the point he's making, but I think I understand the context which he's trying to say, which he's making it. Saying, of course, it doesn't mean mammon is more chashev than gufo, but mammon has an element. Hashla b'hodasim b'chol modecha lo shiratz alom b'shvil shu oivus mammonu yoser migufo avi aminishol yimser mammonu rak b'shvil sheishlam mammonu. No, of course not. Rak b'shvil sheishlam ma'ila shu sibalo. He says, I should go back before. He says mammon mechayes adam shu sibal chiyusov. Adam shu sibal chiyushlo kodem lo b'ma'ila b'davar ma. And this is one of these Maral formulations that maybe someone can explain better than I understand it. But he's saying mammon there's a certain aspect of mammon, and he goes on to say, whenever we make drushas, if there's any chumer, you can never make a binyan av. Whenever there's some element of chumer, it doesn't mean overall mammon is more gufo. But we're not really saying that because oiv mammonu yosim gufo avimian. No, it's not because the person loves mammonu. Somebody loves mammonu, so he's foolish. That's obvious. So what he's saying is, it's not that basically it's more chumer. But people have an avod amam reflects the fact that a person is, you know, he's this concept of being supported. The basis of his chiyus comes from his mamon. So it's possible that even if a person has to give up his life, he doesn't. The ain't sarech sheyev oso bedavar zeh sheyesh lo ma'ila kol kach. Avagav shemaila nafsh odam yoser mikol malkom ilu ksev b'chol nafsh havei mina davka nafsh yesh limser. Av mamon olo sheinan ushok lemakulos achum shemakol. So you would have said that a person, the Avas Hashem, doesn't go that far. There's a schumer ktana. There's this element that exists in mono, the concept that's the basis for chiyus. It isn't just an individual chiyus, it's a basis for chiyus, which maybe means, not sure, that, you know, to give up, to live without, to live in poverty, is this certain degree of suffering that's not the same as giving up your life. For most people, it's foolish to think that that's worse. But there is that element that's not identical. And once this element is not identical, so there's a havmin, you might have, that the Avas Hashem doesn't extend that far. Oh, So what's the command?
No?
What? He's talking about Avodah Zarah. Yeah, I know. I'm saying Avodah Zarah. So then, it's possible, and just to think that the Kamash Malan is not just the Kamash Malan. Then is just that it's not a cheshbon. The Kamash Malan is not that there's really a Havamina that Mamun is better than Nafsha. And the Avodah Zarah Sakosu, they have to be Moshe Nefesh for Mamun. Because if there's really a Havamina, Mamun is greater than Nafsha, and Nafsha is only in Avodah Zarah, and then the Zarah Sakosu is only for Avodah Zarah. But the Rabbi was saying, no, it's not really a Havamina that's Godol Mi Nafsha. Like, of course, the Chayim Amun apply. It's not a Havamina. I don't think we need this, but I think it's possible just to make it, if it's right, if I'm right, this makes it sharper. That it's not that every Mamun is stronger than Nafsha, it's more Chabba than Nafsha. But this have me that what this element that exists with Mamun maybe b'chiyai gavna that's a limit to how much you have the chiyum seiros nefesh of avat Hashem. So kamash malon, no, there's no such limit. That's not a cheshbon. If kamash malon, that's not a cheshbon. He doesn't say that. I'm adding, but it's possible. Say kamash malon that since it's objectively less. It's not a cheshbon. Go back to that kamash malon. In other words, it's just a halacha yalfusa. You couldn't have learned the yalfusa without a pasuk. Once you have a pasuk, then we go back to the svaras. We're in a sense that it's incomparable. If it's incomparable, so then there's no. We don't say in the chabal chidusha. No, it's incomparable. It's incomparable. So then the avos abchom non chosh apply any element of avos hashem. Okay, what the Yasser says. Okay, just a few more minutes. Go over just a few minutes. Talk a little bit. Yes, ala inyan, although the avos Hashem. I don't really right to talk about this, but read what it says. The Sefer Achinuch talks in its Av Hashem. The Sefer Achinuch says something very, very. We spoke this before. Says very dramatic about it. Mitzvah Av Hashem. The Rambam doesn't go as far as the Chinuch. Just point out the Chinuch in the Rambam. Mitzvah Avas Hashem. What's Mitzvah Avas Hashem? Sheroyel Olam Sheyosim Kol Machshav Shavto V'Chol Megam Moso Achar Avas Hashem. Person has to focus all his thoughts and his purposes after Avas Hashem. V'Yarach Bli V'Tomit. Nothing in the world is comparable to Avos Hashem, and therefore you should constantly think about Emuna and Yichud Hashem. Actually, a person should be so obsessed with Avos Hashem that it should always be on his mind. And how does one violate? How does one be over the mitzvah Avos Hashem? He brings the mashal around his mashal. Ram has such a mashal that should be like someone's lovesick. And he can't. It's always on his mind. The person violates it, focuses his mind, his thoughts, his goals. Obviously, the person has to make a parnasa, the person has to eat, the person has to relax. But it's also true, sometimes, but it's l'shem shemayim, that's all part of Avas Hashem, it's astir, because it's not the maisa per se, as much as it reflects the fact that a person is focused fully, is obsessed with Avas Hashem, and everything he's doing is because he loves Hashem. So, but a person doesn't do things based on mikolach Avas Hashem, so say it's the Sefer Chinuch, then, or to get covered almost like koev, says the bitul says of Oncha Gadol. Very strong Sefer Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch writes, just has one comment about this, he says, Harbe Harichu was a sifra, and most of Asher Azarech Lekayim Mitzvuzu. Not easy task. The Rambam, I think, Lamaisa doesn't go that far, because the Rambam talks about this, but he talks about this not as a chiyuv, but as the Maila. But Rambam Nachos Tshuva talks about basically, more or less what this Lechina is getting it from. Rambam talks about the lovesick person who can never free the thought of the beloved from his mind. So that's what Shir Shirim is about, from the Rambam. And okay, he calls it Ava Uya. Okay, it's Ava Uya. Shu Shiyav Hashem Ava Paragir Halachimel Ava Gdol Yisera Azam Oud Asher Nafsho Kshur Ava Hashem Nimtz Shoga Batamit Ilu Choli Choli Ava Shein Daita Pnuim Avas Osa Bishem. So he says, And that's the Avar Uya. And he says before, I should read the previous halacha. Excuse me. That is the, he calls it the Mile of Avraham Avinu. Ram doesn't describe that as a chiyuv. He talks about the mitzvah of Hashem in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah. He doesn't talk about it here. The mitzvah of Hashem is in Parak Beis of Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah. That's in Parak Beis of Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah. That's where he talks about the chiyuv of Avraham Hashem. So this is not a chiyuv, pashtus. This is what we should strive for. And what Avram is called Avram Lovi because Avram that Madrega. This is where we have to set our sights. But to the extent that we can get there, read partially, so that's increased degree of Abba. But so Adol Chori doesn't think like the Chinuch that it's a Maspit Lazay. But it tells you what Avraham Hashem is supposed to be about. But what's interesting is in the Ram Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah, the Rambam says, quotes Perek Beis Alach Aleph Hakel Anichva V'Norah Zem Mitzvah Avo L'Yiro So Shnemar Havta Shem Al Kechav Nemar Shem Al Kechav Tira V'Heach Yeh Derech Levos Av Yirasa. You may familiar this Rambam Perek Beis Alach Beis. What's the Derech to Avos Hashem? What's bothering the Rambam? But the Rambam Chori is you can't just wake up one morning and have Avos Hashem. You can wake up morning and shake a lulav. That you can do. You put on tefillin. But that Avos Hashem, that's internal. So how do you just, you can't just turn that on, flip a switch. So there has to be a process to getting there. There has to be tools to use to get to Avos Hashem. So it says to the Rambam, I'll read the Rambam, B'shah she'ez bonin ha'odem b'maisav v'bruav v'nefloyim ha'gdolim v'yirim chachmaso she'ein la'erach v'loketz miyad u'oev v'mishabeach v'mefloyer v'mis'avet ha'iv v'gdol leid ha'shem ha'gadol. K'mo sh'am ha'david somna she'lokim ha'kel chay. It says, one way, says Rambam, a derech, ha'derech, and say remitzvah says something else, but ha'derech la'vos, the derech to Avos Hashem, is look around the world. To look around the world and you're misbonin. Look, misbonin, think about it, focus. Mice of a broom and a fly, but the phenomenal world. Think about science. Think about mice of embryos, history and science, I guess both. Mice of a broom and a fly. See Ashkachas Hashem in the world. You see the bria, and you focus. Think about it. Now, a lot of people think about these things and don't get out of Hashem. It's not automatic, but it's a tool. You know, just like you don't turn out the tool. Tools can be used for something. Doesn't mean every time you use it, get there. But if a person is using it as a tool to Avos Hashem and thinks about all the history of the world and the bria, science of the world, in that mind frame, and yirim chachmaso she'ein lo erech v'lo keitz, you see the unbelievable, unfathomable chachma lokis, miyad, Ram seems to say it should be automatic. That should, because you can't force yourself to Avos Hashem, but the Ram seems to say, or you can't, you have to get there. You have to do something to trigger. How do you trigger? That should trigger it. That's a means of triggering it. Part of Avos Hashem, the Ram seems to think, is to want to get closer. If you love someone, you want to get close to them. See, Kosh Baruch is unbelievable. Wow. That's I don't know more about this. That's the Ram seems. That's the derech. That is a derech to, as a tool to be used at the beginning, and constantly probably. Towards the Avos Hashem. I should add that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos says it another way also. In Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Gimel, he writes, "He should tivon b'avos yis ala v'zeh shenachshov v'nisbonein b'mitzvosav u'ma'amarav u'pulosav ach nisigeu v'nene basagoso b'tachas ha'ano." The Ram talks of two things. He talks about focus on pulosa, which is the bria, and but he also talks about focus on limud Torah. That thinking about it in the context of nisbonei b'mitzvos l'amara, extreme focus on limud Torah, can also lead to, it's also a way of leaning towards Avos Hashem. Because if you realize that they come to Torah, they add to this Chachma Elokis, I'm learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, and then you're spoil it. Wow, the Torah is Ein Lokeitz, the Chachma Ein Lokeitz also. So then, that's Chachma Elokis, it's almost a more direct route to Avos Hashem. I guess the Rambam is saying not everyone can get there. That requires, you have to be an Amkan learning to do that. But for an Amar, it's not so simple. But he can walk around, that's, walk around is born with myself in the flow of any, that anyone should be able to do. Mizbonim v'naskim mitzvosu polosav here. The lashon is mitzvosu polosav action to give when it's aneig basa gosel tachas a tainuk zos avam uchiyavis. And at least a tainuk, the person enjoys it, appreciates it. So tainuk is when a person does that, then that more than that, that's a derech to reach ava. That is part of ava. The tainuk, the enjoyment that comes with appreciation of chacham alkis, goes hand in hand, is inseparable from avas Hashem. The Sfarna writes in the pasuk, "Va'av tas Hashem lekecha." The Sfarna writes, "Avas Hashem lekecha" means you do the mitzvah, or means or implies how you express avas Hashem. You do the mitzvahs b'simcha. Sometimes avas Hashem does mitzvahs b'simcha. So simcha goes hand in hand with avas. If you live a life avas Hashem, then that affects our whole attitude and especially our whole approach towards mitzvahs. Okay, so Bez Hashem shall be zeicha to grow in avas Hashem and good chaps.
You see the greatness of the breed.